In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Jake DeBrusk on his triumphant return, his redemption tour, and back at the Boston Garden for the first time since he was unceremoniously said farewell to by the Boston Bruins. Or I guess as he would like you to... look at it, that he did not want to be here any longer. So,
and I also saw that he was talking about like how he was excited to pack for this trip because it's a second home to him. So, I mean, it is that's probably very emotional for him. I saw he was on the ice yesterday and he was talking with Jeremy Swayman. And so
he said, my goal is to pack for this trip. And my other goal was when I was playing for the Boston Bruins last season. One. But whatever. I don't. By the way, the back and forth earlier and throughout the show, I guess, on Jim Montgomery and whether he forced his way out of here is of interest to me because I keep getting text messages on the Subaru of New England text line suggesting that it is outrageous to think that anything occurred other than Jim Montgomery being fired by the Bruins and then him just luckily landing himself a new job 4 days later.
Right.
But isn't the onus on the organization that controls his fate? Like, if you own the Bruins or run the Bruins, and you're about to fire a coach or release a player, wouldn't it be on you to see before what you anticipate the market would be so that you're not allowing him to go somewhere without any sort of compensation? Like, if they fired him, I agree. I mean, you should never have a coach enter the walk here, which is why the Patriots decided to move on from Bill, because instead of extending him, they didn't want him to enter a year as a lame duck, and I don't think Bill would have done it, rightfully so. So
why the Red Sox got the deal done with Alex Cora.
At the midway point.
You know, even though, hey, they had decided they weren't going to talk about it till the end, they got that done.
And so I, especially when you think about the tumultuous offseason with the goalie, you know, the public negotiations that went bad with Cam, like, the whole thing was a recipe for disaster, and clearly Sweeney didn't want him long-term, and the players had a million opportunities, Greg.
Well, I wonder if the Swayman thing influenced Jim Montgomery. Like, I wonder if he sat there, he had an offer in front of him from them, which was maybe it was a reasonable offer, and then he looked at the fact that they weren't going to cough up the extra, you know, whatever, if you... You know, I think Rich Scoops Keefe had said at one point they were a couple million dollars apart. Bruins were offering 6.5, and they ended up at 8.5, so they were two. Maybe he looked at it and said, I'm not going to deal with this every single time there's somebody who wants, they were a free agent or somebody who could be a free agent, and or somebody wants to get extended. I'm not going to deal with it every single time where they're lowballing it. I mean,
But do you think that's more likely, or do you think that he didn't like being under the management and the way that they were making him run things with? He wasn't able to put his coaches in place. He had, clearly it seemed like he wanted to be around hockey people that talked about certain things when it came to hockey. He wanted to be able to pick his staff.
Well, I mean, I guess if you believe that he got himself out of here, like if that was his intention,
right,
then there, and you want to pick what he didn't like,
mm-hmm.
it was either that it was either Cam Neely and Don Sweeney and the way they managed him,
mm-hmm.
or it was the players.
I would think that it was more, do you think if a guy had taken a team?
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
To the playoffs, and in that season set the record for wins, and then the next year took them to the playoffs again, didn't set the record for wins, but another really good season, and unfortunately they lost in the playoffs both of his 2 years being here. Then all of a sudden, it's kind of the same players. You think it's more of the players, or he doesn't like the way he's being managed, especially putting out a very, very good product. Granted, it might be the regular season, but maybe what they're saying to him after postseason losses, management, is rubbing him the wrong way, where he's like, I want out of this place.
But then after the postseason, if management is doing that, I'm with Curtis. During the offseason, he would say, okay, then release me. I want to mm-hmm. go to a different team. Why go in and play and be 20 games in and then have it all happen the way that it did?
He's on the contract. Maybe he feels like management will change the way they're doing things because he is a good coach.
But then you can't.
Why do you fire a coach?
But hold on. Then you don't agree with what Greg just brought up, that maybe he didn't like the fact that maybe year after year he was going to have to deal with them lowballing free agents. Because if he doesn't believe that they're going to change for something like that, then he doesn't believe that they're going to change when it comes to him.
But they just gave Pasta $11 million and McAvoy $9 million. And then they gave Zadorov and Lindholm a ton of money. So they weren't lowballing. They were lowballing
Swayman.
One guy.
I would just say, guys, I think that Montgomery rightfully feels his team's overachieved, thanks in part to him, in the regular season. He balanced a very difficult goalie tandem successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Except in the playoffs.
Exactly, because the playoffs you don't use two. But I think that Montgomery sat back this offseason and was like, we had the best season in the history of hockey. We advance around. We got further than we did the year before. And you're having me beg for my supper?
Right.
I think both sides, I don't think that Sweeney and Neely appreciated what Monty did during the regular season enough. And I think Monty took it personally. And clearly Cam shows that he can get personal when it comes to negotiating contracts.
And what it's showing me, or maybe what it could have some stanky residue out there, I don't know if it does, similar to a Kraft Mayo situation and front office situation where Monty wants to do things. What happened?
Oh, we lost a little bit of the pine needle. What do they call those? The bows? Yep.
It fell down.
Garland.
The garland. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Good job.
The garland fell.
Yeah, the garland goes flaccid during hockey talk.
But Greg, I think maybe they were trying to micromanage the way he coached. Maybe he wanted to go with one goalie, but they said, well, goalie Bob says we should rotate goalies. Or maybe it was the vice versa. I'm just saying, maybe he felt like he couldn't do it the way he wanted to do it because they were always inserting themselves,
yeah.
whether it's through coaches that were already there when it came to power play and PK that you brought up.
Well, I mean, it's clear, I think, when you, and we heard him during They Said It, he has an affinity for St. Louis. It's the wife's hometown. It's they gave him a second chance.
You can sell that to somebody else.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
No.
It's all about the money, it's all about the power.
Maybe they said, hey, you come here, you can hire the guys that you want, you can hire the coaches that you want, you can run it the way you want to run the on-ice stuff. Not that he wanted to be involved on who they were going to, you know, sign and free agents, but it doesn't, like, smell funny to you that a coach gets fired and then a couple days later another team fires their coach? And the coach that just got fired, they were in the playoff hunt. And the other team wasn't too far away from the playoffs. And then that new team hires him a few days after they fired the other coach. All this within a week and a half?
Yeah, it is of interest, I think. But water under the bridge.
We'll never know.
You got Joe Sacco, and he has these guys on an absolute heater.
Right.
Two-game heater, and Jake DeBrusk back tonight. So we'll see if they can make it 3-0 under their new head coach. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.